WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Becky Bayless.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Sound.
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WCI Sunday night.
What the hell is this?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Do you know what this means?
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
You want to be a slacker for the rest of your life?
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Why do you keep calling me Cal?
Heartbreak Mike.
Look, I don't want to mess with no reefer addicts, okay?
The Omega.
I'm afraid you're just too darn loud.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
He's an idiot. Comes from upbringing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
I'm Austin Aries. Don't stop listening or I will find you. I have Google Earth. I know where you live.
WTR Sunday Night.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It is the WrestleMania 35 pre-show. I say that because coverage and the show itself will probably start in about 3 hours.
This is the pre-show to the pre-show.
It
starts as soon as we go off air.
But we're here to preview the biggest wrestling event of the year, and we don't just mean that by name. This is... God, why? This is so long.
So, Mega, you know what CB Radio's tagline is, right? Midnight-ish?
Yeah.
Yep. That's next week. We're going to start midnight-ish.
When we'll be done.
It's when we're starting midnight-ish.
Yep.
Going to be fun. Going to be fun. And I can, just by this song, I can see why Elias is the musical attraction. This is a terrible WrestleMania theme. Anyway.
So, yeah, we have pretty much just one weekend worth of shows to talk about. And that's all we're talking about because we don't have time for anything else. So, let's get started. I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Heartbreak Mike here, and I am excited because we're going to talk about the greatest pay-per-view that's about to happen, NXT TakeOver New York. Wait.
We don't talk that on this show. Tim doesn't watch it.
Crap. Well, I guess it's just another WrestleMania.
It's just a WrestleMania.
With
not Gargano and Adam Cole or anything.
With 14 currently announced matches.
Yeah.
That's currently
And we're
announced.
Expecting three more.
Yeah, we're expecting three more. Dear God.
Call in sick on Sunday.
Call in sick Monday. Because it'll be true.
Yeah, we'll be sick to our stomach.
Too much wrestling.
Nope. Too many botches. And we'll talk about them in some of these stuff.
So you might have heard him butting in there. Advising people to take off the day that most people have off anyway. The one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, I don't care about most people. I got to frickin' work. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition. WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm talking really fast. You'll get a whole bunch of matches to cover. And it's going to take a long time. So, speed talking.
Tim's going to use that voice for the next 2 hours. And go.
That's right. I'll be talking like this all night long. I hope that you get used to it. Ha 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 ha.
Turn on the old, like, Microman impersonation.
Microman?
Yeah, dude, use the Micro Machines commercials.
Micro Machines. Oh, my.
Have you never heard that?
I know Micro Machines, but Microman?
The commercials were done by a guy, I can't remember his name, but he was a voice actor who was in the Guinness Records for the fastest speaker in the world.
I know of the guy you speak of, which you're talking about.
It's ish. Ludicrous.
Wait a second. I thought he was a rap singer. Ludicrous.
No, not that.
Ba-dum-bum. Blame Rock. He's the one who brought on the joke thing.
No, don't blame me. I didn't start the joke. You just started the jokes. Anyway.
At Wild Talk Radio.
Yeah, tweet the show at Wild Talk Radio.
Just one more week and I can put in my 2 week notice. Just one more week. Anyway. What?
No. Were we going to actually do something? I know. Let's talk about wrestling stuff.
That's what the show's for.
I mean, yeah, do we have to?
No, well, you want to talk about, I don't know, chicken parmesan?
No, that's actually going to be tomorrow. But anyway, but yeah, we can talk about wrestling. But guys, there is one thing that happens before wrestling, and that's the Hall of Fame.
It is. You are absolutely correct, young man.
Actually, this year it's happening between wrestling. Because we're going to have some wrestling from NXT. And then we're going to have a Hall of Fame ceremony.
So we're going to have Royal Wrestling, then the Hall of Fame, and then...
Vince-a-palooza.
Sports Entertainment.
No, I like Vince-a-palooza better.
Yeah, okay. Let's just like admit it. That was good.
I give that 4 out of 10.
Did they really put...
Thanks, Brett. Okay. Appreciate it. Oh, God. Yeah, let's take a look at the Hall of Fame class of 2019. You guys see the list there. We got DX is being inducted. The entire thing. Not just the original. But does this make Triple H like a three-time Hall of Famer?
Makes him a one-time Hall of Famer.
Well, eventually he'll be. No, he's in there with.
No,
he's not. Not yet. Okay.
No.
He'll go in, of course, eventually.
No, this is the class.
He'll go in solo, and then they'll induct Evolution.
Yeah.
Sean's in there.
No, this is the class of two-timers. You have Sean, Brett, and Booker.
Yeah?
Yep.
Ew.
Now, D-Generation X, okay, sure. Yeah, you put them in there. You put them, do all of them deserve to go in there? Like, X-Pac, the Outlaws, and China?
Coco, beware.
So Sean Waltman didn't exactly revolutionize the industry.
I'll say this. Coco, beware. Every argument is invalid after that. Thank you.
Hold on a second. Sean Waltman did revolutionize the Bronco Buster.
I thought the women did.
No. Sean Waltman revolutionized the Bronco Buster. It was on at an independent show. I can't remember the name of the promotion he was appearing at. But he went and ripped himself a new one. Literally, he ripped his butthole open doing a Bronco Buster.
This delightful mental image brought to you by Tim Stein.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it was actually presented by X-Pac, but... China, well, there's been debate. China should have been put in there years ago. And, of course, this is like finally a couple of years posthumously. But should she go in on her own as well?
Well, let's just be honest about this. The reason you induct D-Generation X, even though the Outlaws and X-Pac are debatable at best, is so they can sneak China into the Hall of Fame without bringing up any of her, you know, any of the things that WWE wasn't happy with in her past.
Yeah, and that's not necessarily the porn career. I don't really care what the excuses have been. There are people in the Hall of Fame who were in Playboy.
And there's people in the Hall of Fame who are in jail right now. How is Sonny doing, by the way?
Yeah, that too. There's people in the Hall of Fame who have since passed on, but were convicted or accused of felonious crimes, like manslaughter and murder and shit. So what China had wound up doing after leaving wrestling up until her passing is no worse than what some other Hall of Fame members have done.
Hmm. Oh, no. Like, I bring up Sonny in jest, but genuinely, between how many times she has been arrested and, you know, forget legitimate porn. This is someone who prostituted herself over Skype. I'd call her way worse than China.
Yeah.
She's still in the hall.
Exactly. So, yeah, no, I totally agree. It's their way of getting her in to the Hall of Fame without making her a centerpiece, which is too bad. Yeah, I don't know what else to talk about with Degeneration X, to tell you the truth.
They're in the Hall of Fame. Congratulations. Next.
There you go. And now you got the Hart Foundation, the original Hart Foundation with Brett and Jim the Anvil Neidhart. My question is, if we didn't go through the unfortunate passing of the Anvil just a few months ago, would the Hart Foundation have wound up going in?
From what I remember, they were planning Neidhart already.
Yeah.
I think that still would have been the plan. I still feel like that would have happened. You know, my question is, where's Jimmy?
Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. And there is another member, well, somebody that could have been called a member of the Hart Foundation, aside from Jimmy.
Well, I mean, you could throw in a whole bunch of names if you go as far as, like, the New Hart Foundation.
That's going to be tricky. Like, if you look at it, the New Hart Foundation, just because of Owen's widow, that would be one tricky sumbitch.
Oh, well, yeah. Do. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, like, that was the idea why they had the name, because it was Hart, Knight, Hart, and Hart.
Yep.
Three guys named Hart. I don't know. It was just a little suspicious that it was just, especially because it's just going to be Hitman up there.
Well, I don't know. We might see Natty on stage, daughter of Jim.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I would see that.
And Natty's sisters could also be there, too. Don't be surprised if you see her mother. Up there.
Well, I'm sure someone will be representing him, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, not like I'm giving you guys hinting at insider info.
You know, more powerful women than you have gone to jail over that.
Oops. Where were we? Oh, yes, the Hart Foundation. Yes, induct them, damn it.
Congratulations, Hart Foundation. Next!
Harlem Heat! Yeah, this one for me is a little iffy. I mean, yeah, Booker, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Stevie Ray, Harlem Heat, like the tag team, and Stevie Ray. No, no offense to Stevie Ray. I've talked with the guy. He's a nice, he's a great guy. He's a nice human being, and it's a nice gesture that he's going to wind up in the Hall of Fame with his brother. But I just, as much of a fan as I was of Harlem Heat during the WCW heyday, I don't know that they are. You know, in they the upper echelon, way up there, you know what I mean?
They put in the Bushwhackers.
Well,
I mean, we put it this way. Did WCW produce a better tag team than Harlem Heat?
WCW didn't exactly produce them, but I get what you're saying.
Sean,
well, you know what I mean. You know, like TNA didn't produce AJ Styles, but that's where we know him from.
Yeah, the majority of people know him from there. Of course, we know him from, like, Ring of Honor, New Japan.
Ring of Honor!
What?
I'm saying Ring of Honor.
I said that. I also brought up New Japan.
No, but like if you're going to induct, like, apparently this is just a tag team mood this year. So you know what? If they're gonna play fair and put in a team from WCW, I think that's as decent a choice as you're going to find. I mean, there's certainly less credible people and even tag teams in the hall already.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah. As far as that goes, if you're going to put in a WCW tag team, in that case, in that situation, yeah, Harlem Heat is pretty much the most deserving tag team that was ever on that roster. Yeah.
I mean, it's that or Chronic. You know, options are slim.
RoboCop and...
just RoboCop.
Yeah, he was a tag team all himself. Oh, shit. I can't remember the guy's name. Anyway, whatever.
Anyway.
The other guy.
One that has
DDT
long...
DDT and Karl Malone.
Karl Malone.
There you go.
Yeah, one inductee this year, long, long, long overdue, partly because of his attitude and some of the shit that he said about WWE. Would be the Honky Tonk Man, Wayne Ferris.
I mean, but about the only one on this list, I think there's no contention about whether or not he's Hall of Fame worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Mike,
are you on board with us on this?
I mean, Honky Tonk Man, well overdue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if he didn't have such a hate boner for Vince, then he would have been in there a long time ago.
And we would have been a lot less entertained over the last 15 years.
Isn't that like most of the Hall of Famer? All right.
I mean, look, like, ironically, he's there with Brett.
Which is why I said, like,
I mean, everyone's got beef with the WWE. Like,
Yeah, a lot of them. Well, it's not even just WWE. It's more like, you know, Vince McMahon. So.
Well, I mean, like, between putting... Okay, so the same event is going to have Bret Hart, Honky Tonk Man. And between that and the questionable choices they have made in the rest of the list, they've basically made the powder keg year. Where either the Smarks are going to detonate or some of the inductees are.
I can't wait to hear Honky Tonk's induction speech. I just have a feeling he, you know like you were saying, you know, I just see him going off.
Oh, you fools gave me a live mic.
And what's really, you know, really funny about that is the guy is like, if you were to ever meet him in person, you'd be instantly enamored with him because he's just one of those guys that exudes, I'm going to be your buddy. He's just so personable. He's funny. He's got a quick wit. And yes, I am speaking from experience. The last opportunity I had to spend some time with Honky Tonk Man was just over 12 years ago at the Spray Lakes Arena in Cochrane, Alberta, Canada. It was the Bad News Allen tribute show put on by Stampede Wrestling. He's just a great guy. Funny. Just hilarious. But with some of the vitriol that he has put out there on the internet, on his website, and in his videos, it's like two different peoples. It's like the internet shows his evil twin.
So like a country western Jekyll and Hyde thing.
Yeah, exactly. You were talking about a little. You brought up irony. The other irony that I see in this Hall of Fame class, the Hart Foundation and Honky Tonk Man. Going in at the same time. Of course, they were absolutely huge together at the same time here in Calgary with Stampede Wrestling. And, of course, Bret and Honky Tonk had several barn burners back in the day during their time working for Stu before they both moved on to the WWF.
It's fun when careers parallel, isn't it?
And then collide. But I guarantee you there's going to be a couple of soda pop share between Bret and Wayne. Positive of it.
So I quickly searched on YouTube just to see just a quick idea of how many times Bret and Honky Tonk Man face off. First thing that comes up on YouTube 9 months ago: Honky Tonk Man absolutely savages Bret Hart. It's going to be a fun Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no, it's going to be quite enjoyable. Like I said, these two are going to be sharing a couple of pops. If you guys don't understand sarcasm, it's not my fault.
Are we talking crowd pops, soda pops, or fist pops? Because,
well, it won't be fist pops, but there's like if there was going to be a crowd, then it would be crowd pops. But the crowd won't be around for this. I can tell you that half of Bret's family will be at WrestleMania 35.
Jesus.
And I can now let the cat out of the bag. I knew that the Hart Foundation was getting inducted a couple of months ago, thanks to the people I know in the Hart family.
Oh, aren't we so special?
I'm sorry I wasn't allowed to say
here,
nothing.
Hang on. Hang on. I'm going to help you pick up all those names you dropped. Hang on.
Thanks, PB Herman. Of course, the final name on the roster, Tori Wilson.
She doesn't deserve it.
Token female inductee for the year.
Well, if you look at it, she makes number two.
So I don't think Tori's going to go off whoring like the last undeserved female did.
Dr.
Beer. Damn. So many things you could say about Sonny that I'm not saying about Sonny that you could say about Sonny.
I mean,
she ruined that damn song.
I know you want to. Yeah, no, I don't.
I don't want to ride Sonny too hard here because,
well,
God
what
knows,
yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of other guys have.
Sean already did.
Bret already did. Allegedly.
Actually, no. Bret is probably just about one of the only guys in the locker room that didn't ride Sonny.
Good on you.
It was just a good soundbite from Shawn Michaels.
Damn. I'm sorry. I'm gonna jinx this.
Okay. I'm gonna jinx this because we still have one episode of Raw to go.
You think it's gonna be another female?
No. But you see this list right here? Is here? It says you see what this list doesn't have?
Oh crap! A celebrity.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg. Nope.
Snoop's already in. And I got an announcement for the hockey world in San Jose, California. NHL game has just ended. The Calgary Flames taking on the San Jose Sharks. Game is over. Final score 5-2 for the Calgary Flames. The Calgary Flames, for the first time in 13 years, have won the Western Conference and the Pacific Division. And it happened on the same night. So congratulations to my hometown Calgary Flames, playoff bound. Back to your regularly scheduled wrestling program.
I thought they missed the Stanley Cup. Oh well.
The thought. Here's the thought. Knowing Vince and the vindictive fuck that he is.
Here it comes.
What are the odds of they induct Mickey Rourke just so they can show the clip of Jericho getting punched over and over and over?
Yeah, you know, he's banned, so, you know, ball to the wall now. If it's Mickey, he wasn't inducted. Oh, okay. Well, I'd say, yeah. It could be a curveball, because ain't nobody now, no one knows what's going on in Vince's mind right now.
I don't think Vince knows what's going on in his mind right now.
My point exactly.
I don't think Vince has known what's been going on in his mind for about 15 years.
He certainly didn't. Certainly doesn't know what's going on in the wrestling business. I know that. Somewhere in this, we were talking about Tori Wilson.
We were. She's getting inducted. Token female.
Moving on.
Well, that's pretty much the Hall of Fame class 2019 to this point, minus a celebrity, which might wind up happening tomorrow night.
I'm going to be so happy if it doesn't.
Because Omega jinxed it.
Yeah, I jinxed it. Here's the thing. There's a lot of people going in because we've got two tag teams and a faction going in.
Yeah.
But as far as just presentations, this is the smallest class in a long time. And coming from the guy who's been bitching since the Hall of Fame started that they induct way too many people, right now it's an encouraging list.
Here's my thinking. Maybe it's such a small list this year because they are actually giving Hockey Tonk a live mic.
We might get yanked by USA, just in case.
To watch the rest of the Hall of Fame, please tune into the WWE Network.
Yeah, and you will have to confirm you are above the age of 18. Legally can't air some of this to juveniles.
The first time you've had to present a credit card and not make a purchase. Damn.
Well, then, and granted, you know, we all have that when the Hall of Fame is over. Vince-a-palooza.
Here it comes. WrestleMania.
Vince's Ego, Part 35.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're doing this.
Well, let's take a look at the first seven matches on the card that announced so far.
I'm going to announce it, too.
But we have to go.
I know.
We have to get to this.
We have to go. Is the show over? Did we go overtime?
We might... No, but if we take too long, the WrestleMania might begin before we're done previewing it.
Haven't done the Undertaker entrance yet, so.
Well, live from Quahog, to introduce the first match, here he is, Stewie Griffin.
So the WWE Cruiserweight Championship.
That's not Stewie Griffin.
It is when he's 30.
So the WWE Cruiserweight Championship is Buddy Murphy versus Tony Nese.
Tony Nese. Feels a little thrown in, doesn't it?
Wow. Well, because, you know, someone is gone. So. Well, a couple of people are gone.
A lot of people are gone.
205 is sucking.
Yeah. If you haven't noticed on Twitter, there's a lot of people in WWE pissed off at their positions right now.
Yeah, ain't one of them leaving at WrestleMania?
Yes, one of them is. Supposedly already has left and doesn't factor into Mania at all.
Oh, crap. Wait. Oh, well. So, yeah, WWE Cruiserweight Championship, Buddy Murphy, Tony Nese, Mega.
So, on small pay-per-views, Buddy tries to murder himself and his opponent in order to get the crowd's attention. I'm a little bit scared of putting him on WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Shane's going to be backstage going, I can't jump off of someone higher than that.
Nope. So are we in all agreement that this is going to be the pre-show?
I mean, you hate to say it about the cruiserweights, but it's such a default choice now.
After Austin Aries was put in, you know, in that pre-show match, yeah, I think Cruiserweight Championship is pre-show.
I mean, is that or the Women's Battle Royal? Like, those are your afterthought matches?
Well, see, now it's about to be a toss-up between the... Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Sorry.
Keep in mind, the kickoff show might take up like a third of this list.
Oh, crap. I forgot.
It's gonna be a while.
I'm going to miss a whole lot of WrestleMania. I'm just letting you guys know. No, I won't. I got the network. Yes. But yeah,
I'm going to assume Tim doesn't have much to add to this.
Not a whole hell of a lot. The only thing I'm going to do is pick Buddy Murphy to win.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'd do the same. I don't see a reason to really take it off of him. He is trying to murder himself to elevate that brand.
So we're all in agreement that Buddy Murphy is going to sacrifice himself to the Vince McMahon god to make the Cruiserweight division better. Cool. Wow. And then we're really doing this. Falls Count Anywhere, Shane McMahon versus The Miz.
Oh, shit. This is going to be a fun match. Shane is going to point to something and tell everybody he's falling off the top of it.
Well, see, now here's the funny part. What if he actually, if he connects, he hits?
No. Because that's the crowd pop spot, and this is heel Shane McMahon. So he's going to do the Kevin Owens thing, where he's going to climb up, he's going to lay Miz out on table, he's going to climb up to something really high, he's going to do like the cross thing, and then he's just going to climb his way back down.
You're expecting the tease and no insane bump.
I'm expecting him to just troll the audience, yes.
He's going
to
Jericho the audience.
Well, Kevin Owens, but yes.
Jericho did it better.
Kevin Owens perfected it.
Yeah.
Jericho did it better.
Sorry, we're saying, sir, I guess we're, yeah, Shane McMahon just wants to fall off of something. He doesn't care if he wins or loses.
To tell you the truth, I don't care who wins this match. I just expect to be thoroughly entertained. It's The Miz, it's Shane, it's WrestleMania.
Yeah, like I will give these two an amazing amount of credit for building what was a very silly story to begin with into something I genuinely care about. And Miz has been amazing.
Yeah. He's been a masterpiece since then.
I have to admit that I've really been in his corner through all of this.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm starting to believe in The Miz.
Oh, I've believed in The Miz for a long time. That's not it. It's just, you know.
Yeah, he's probably one of the most underutilized on the roster, even though he's there every week.
I mean, he is a walking textbook example of how to be a heel. Except for this, he's not a heel in this.
No, on SmackDown, he went full Stone Cold, where he wiped out like five actual wrestlers and a ton of security guards by himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good times, too, by the way. So I take it we're all agreeing on The Miz. Cool.
I don't know.
That's a tough call. Yeah. I can see them giving the win to Shane to perpetuate this. Is this the blow-off match, or do they want to extend it? I hope they extend it, because there is so much more they can get out of this.
Survivor Series, Team Miz versus Team McMahon.
I mean, I feel like they've just scratched the surface of Shane McMahon going around calling himself the best in the world. I feel like that needs to go on, and that the only way that happens is if Miz takes the fall here.
Well, Mike said something as a bit of a throwaway comment that I'm really potentially intrigued by. Team Miz versus Team McMahon.
That's a long way off, though.
It still is. But it can pull off. It can be pulled off.
If they do it right, I mean, you don't have to have this matchup the entire year exclusively. You come back and you revisit it a few times and you build it up. It's kind of like the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The main payoff movies are the Avengers movies. All the other ones are the prologues and the lead-ups to Endgame, really. That's one good way to look at it, I think.
I mean, WrestleMania should be Endgame, though.
I don't know. WrestleMania, like this year? Maybe it's Infinity War.
Half the roster is going to die.
Yeah, stop putting visions in my head.
Well, I mean, they're already
Charlotte's going to win the Raw Championship, put both belts on, snap her fingers, and just half the crowd's going to fade away.
Well, I mean, half the roster's starting to fade away because they're going somewhere else. But
yeah, Naomi's pissed off. God, who else is pissed off? Everyone's pissed off right now. The Revival's pissed off.
Rusev.
Well, he's also a bad guy. He's playing a part. Tyler Breeze is pissed off.
Half the roster's pissed off.
Who else is mad? Well, we know that a lot of people are mad at what Vincent wants.
Yeah, well, Gallows and Anderson, but I think they're pretty much
they're gone.
Done.
Yeah. So, well, fingers up to you, Vince.
Next match.
AJ Styles versus Randy Orton.
If it was a couple years ago, with Randy Orton in this match, I wouldn't care about this match. Like a few years ago.
Okay.
But I think that this is going to be a pleasant surprise, and I don't think it's going to be your typical Randy Orton three moves and RKO out of nowhere match.
80% chin lock?
God, I hope not.
We all hope not, Tim.
Yeah, I think we all hope not. But
that needs to be the prediction tiebreaker sometime. How many seconds worth of chin lock does Randy Orton have in the match?
There you go. Or do you want to do two tiebreakers? How many chin locks, and what's the average length of time per chin lock?
No, not average length of time. Total time spent delivering a chin lock.
Okay. 5 minutes and 13 seconds. It's an 8-minute match. No.
AJ's trying to run the ropes. Randy's just like trying to basically cuddling him from behind.
Chin lock, old school, up top rope. Yeah, does anybody see any scenario where AJ doesn't win this match?
Yeah, the one where he gets arrested the day before.
Oh, gosh.
That's the only way, is if he pulls a reverse RVD, getting arrested before the match instead of right afterwards.
Don't remind me.
Sorry.
It's the day the music died for me, man. Yeah, but more importantly, like, I don't think there's any reason for Randy to win it. I mean, on the one hand, it's kind of a toss together match, but on the other hand, it seems like it's made for AJ to win. This is where someone else talks,
because honestly, it's this match here, there's nothing to gain, and there's nothing to lose. Both of them have done just about everything that they want to and need to. Multiple time champions, headline WrestleMania.
Well, this is one of those matches where a loss isn't going to hurt either one of these guys.
Right. They just needed something to do at WrestleMania.
And watch this be on the pre-show.
Stop it. I'll tell you what's about to be on the pre-show. Ha, the Women's Battle Royale.
Who's playing what in the background?
I don't know. Someone's got a ukulele out.
Sounds like it. Cut it out, Mike. Okay.
So are we keeping track of, like, who's picked who? Because I feel like we've gone through a couple matches here without everyone, like, officially.
Oh, won. Don't worry about it. The intern's in the chat room.
Okay, just to make it clear, I got Shane in the Falls Count Anywhere match.
I got Miz.
Yeah, no, I picked Shane for that one. Just because I can see them extending this, and it would be stupidity if they don't. Because it's just been so good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And AJ. I'm sorry.
And you picked AJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Omega, didn't you do the same thing?
Yeah, that's AJ.
But then again, it wouldn't be WrestleMania without, like, a huge WrestleMania RKO.
Oh, that could come anytime, not only during the match, but afterwards.
Touche.
There you go. Yeah, so it's that's a unanimous pick.
And then the one where you get all the food, the beverage, and everything else, the Women's Battle Royal.
It's a shame that we've reached the point where women can main event WrestleMania, and they still have the piss break match.
Like, everybody's going, oh, yeah, everyone's going home at the... crap. Do we have any idea who's in this?
Naomi, Asuka, God, there's a list somewhere. I don't know where to find it.
Un momento, por favor.
I don't dare go look for the list because my computer's acting buggy right now.
Let's see, Asuka, Carmella, Dana Brooke, Lana, Liv Morgan, Mandy Rose, Mickie James, Naomi, Nikki Cross, Ruby Riott, Sarah Logan, Sonya Deville, Selena Vega, and whoever else happens to be at work that day.
Whoever shows up and walks in. Does the winner have something at stake here? Is like their guaranteed shot at the title or some shit?
A shiny trophy that Fabulous Moolah was hacked off of. You know, this is the women's version of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. It's just an excuse to give a bunch of mid-card level people a WrestleMania payday and a big fancy trophy and win that has not a goddamn thing to do with your career in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-mm. You know something? Yeah. Who do you guys want to win in this?
Asuka.
Yeah, I want Asuka to win, but watch it be Ruby Riott.
Watch it be Zelina Vega.
That might be Ruby's first win this year.
Or Nikki
Cross.
No,
no, no. Here's the thing. I want Asuka to win. I want Asuka to win because, God, they
They screwed her over badly.
They screwed her over so badly.
WWE is ready for Oscar.
But
AEW is ready for Oscar.
But mm-hmm. There's an elephant in the room, and her name is Lacey Evans.
Oh, no, please.
And there's just such a feeling in me. It's like, oh,
she's
going to
end
that.
Up getting
they're
it.
Gonna, fuck, they're going to do that, aren't they?
Oh, I really am.
That, guys?
No, I'll be very disappointed if that winds up being the outcome.
But you can see it, can't you?
It's more so now that you brought it up. Yes. God damn it.
That would be such a WWE move.
If Ruby doesn't win, we riot. How's that?
Ruby's not going to win.
I was about to say, you might as well get all your pitchforks and everything else, because Ruby ain't winning.
Ruby's not going to win a match ever again.
Just for that, I'm picking Ruby to win.
What?
Lacey Evans.
Yeah, I want to pick Asuka because she was done so wrong.
But the way that
I want to give her the win. But it's too perfect a WWE move not to pick Lacey.
It's too easy.
I got Ruby. Omega's got Lacey. Mike?
I got Lacey.
You are such a copycat.
No, because when you really got to think about it, it's you don't want it to happen, but it's going to happen. And we're
keep in mind, this whole bullshit with Lacey Evans was supposed to be the way they built her up for a big match.
And she's not ready.
Oh, she's absolutely not ready. She's green as hell.
No, she's so dark green, she's black.
We saw that in the Royal Rumble.
But WWE wants her to be a big deal so badly.
They want to build her versus Charlotte.
It was probably going to be her and Asuka at some point. It was going to lead to a championship match because they want her to look like a big deal, even Lacey though she won. Hasn't done anything.
Nothing at all. Hello. Oh. And then if WWE couldn't really screw us over.
Oh, my God. Why?
Kurt Angle's farewell match. Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin. So, Omega, go ahead and talk about it.
Jesus fucking Christ, what a waste.
Baron Corbin is attacked backstage, and Brock Lesnar shows up to take on... Wait, no, can't do that.
No, no.
There are two types of Brock Lesnar. MMA Brock Lesnar and WWE Brock Lesnar. So unless Brock Lesnar going to pull trunks out of nowhere.
No. There's three. There's MMA Brock Lesnar. There's current WWE Brock Lesnar. And then there's original Brock Lesnar, who was apparently cool with kissing Kurt Angle on TV as a gag.
I'd take 25-year-old Kurt Angle for 200, Alex.
Who was Kurt Angle's biggest opponent during his prime in WWE?
Brock?
Other than Brock.
John? Cena?
Go ahead,
Omega.
The report right now is Cena has signed for a match for WrestleMania. What? But it's not scheduled to be this one.
Someone's got to get the stage right off the ass.
John Cena beats up Baron Corbin in the back room and takes his spot to take on Kurt. John Cena's first opponent in WWE, Kurt Angle's last opponent in WWE.
It makes so much sense.
Yep.
But the difference is Paul Heyman's not doing storyline writing.
Well, the rumor mill is that Kurt and Baron is absolutely happening, and Cena's WrestleMania involvement is totally separate from that.
Yeah.
It's kept close to the chest, so that might not be entirely correct. I hope it's not correct. Because
I'm hoping that it, oh, gosh. We'll see how this goes.
Now, I'll throw this out here. If this is the match that happens... and Corbin actually wins, does that make him?
Because it's Baron Corbin? No. Laugh at that smart-ass answer. But the fact of the matter is, he has absolutely no over ability with the current WWE fan base.
He's writing the book on mediocrity. Just like how fast it was. No. Oh. Baron Corbin has the unfortunate disadvantage of being Baron Corbin.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, this isn't going to help him if he winds up winning one bit. Now, here's the thing. I don't see them not giving Kurt the win for his final match, even though the time-honored tradition is when you go out on your back. In the wrestling business, there are always exceptions. One of the most notable ones was Trish Stratus. Kurt Angle, I think, deserves that honor.
I mean, he has spent his entirety in this last WWE run putting over younger guys.
Yep.
You know, no championship feuds, no real like shots at reclaiming glory, just, you know, being involved with the right people at the right time and, you know, making some of the young guys look good.
And of course, the run up to WrestleMania, they've been putting Kurt over, but that's, you know, that's what you do.
Yeah. But they've been putting him in matches that he's specifically requested.
Yeah.
You know, and you look at the list of the people that he has requested. Okay. He had great matches with Ray. I expect that. He had terrific matches with AJ. You know, so it was cool to see that match in WWE instead of TNA. I can say the exact same thing about Samoa Joe. But then you have Chad Gable and Apollo Crews. And like, that's such a huge nod to those two guys. If Kurt Angle says, okay, I'm in my farewell tour. I want to face you two.
Yeah.
I'd be good with Kurt versus Chad. I'm sorry. Kurt deserves so much better.
He does. I think we all do. I think we all deserve to see Kurt go out on a much better match than this.
I'd be like, yo, call Dwayne Johnson.
Is The Rock busy?
Is he busy? He's not cool. Can he just like rock bottom Baron Corbin and just like interrupt and let's have a real match?
Oh, I want Corbin to just be warming up backstage, making his way, and all of a sudden he gets run over by a milk truck, and then The Rock comes out of it.
Oh, God.
That'd be awesome. If only.
That's a pop and a half.
Kurt needs to come out in the milk truck at WrestleMania.
If he doesn't get a milk truck for his entrance at Mania, I'll be so disappointed.
That'd be cool.
Hey, one could dream, right? One could dream. What else?
Damn.
Yeah. Like, I just, like, when you really think about it, it's come to the realization, yo, Kurt is, yeah, gone. This is Kurt's last hoorah. And, yeah.
Shooky darn.
Yeah, so just to make it official, I'm picking Kurt, but God, I so hope this match has changed.
Do you really? Yeah. I'm hoping so, too.
Yeah, no, I'm officially picking Kurt for the win, but I'm also going to say that here's one of your tiebreakers. Baron Corbin doesn't make it to the match. Somebody takes his place.
Absolutely.
That's a fervent wish we all have. I'm just going to say that it's more than just a wish. It's going to happen.
See, this is why I say things like duration of chin locks for Randy Orton, because that's a much more imprecise number to pin down other than a yes-no choice.
Truth.
Mm. But I will admit, Kurt and Joe, man, what? And then Kurt and AJ.
Oh, fucking Randy.
Fucking Randy. But it really sucks because we won't get Kurt versus Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's one SmackDown to go.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say there's.
He did have his last match on SmackDown ruined.
Yeah, so it'd be really cool, you know, Kurt versus Daniel Bryan. Wait, Raw's in DC tomorrow. Excuse me, gentlemen.
Oh, all of a sudden, Mike's booking tickets because he's gonna be busy.
Here I am.
So, next match.
Oh yes, I'm sorry. The next match is. Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. All right, then.
Here's the thing. The only reason I'm not overly hyped about this match is I don't think Roman's back up to 100% yet.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this could be a barn burner.
Well, there's ring rust and conditioning, but yeah, if Roman's on point that night, this could be a really solid match.
Yeah, and the one thing that I do appreciate is it sucks and it's too bad that this has had to happen this way, but it's nice that the fans are finally behind Roman.
Yeah, like you hate to see the way it had to happen, but it's one of those things in life where you have to realize what you had.
No.
That said, if this, like, this was apparently one of the plans for Mania before that came down. Mm-hmm. They really wanted Reigns and McIntyre to be a thing. If it wasn't for the leukemia recovery, I don't think Roman would win this match.
Well, if Roman hadn't had to give up the title because of the leukemia resurfacing, he'd probably most likely still be WWE champion, and this would be for the title.
Oh, and then we wouldn't have to deal with Brock at all.
Yeah, no Bork.
Oh, that would be so wonderful. I'm sorry, we should be talking, but we're thinking about a world without Brock Lesnar.
Damn.
Oh, it's nice.
So there like
Brock,
it is.
Yep. Brock puts on good matches, but God, I'm so sick of him.
Yeah. So yeah, Roman here on this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And just to address Go Home Wrestling Show in the chat room, just proving what Kane Kitten said earlier that we do interact with you people in the chat room. We're going to disagree completely, Borg, about what you said. Corbin is the best pick for Kurt Angle's final match. You're thinking it's right for the business to give Corbin the rub. And yes, we understand you're not trolling. We're just 100% disagreeing with you because yeah. Corbin, ew.
I mean, okay.
Way more deserving people to get that rub than Baron Corbin.
We'll credit this storyline wise. It makes all the sense in the world because he has been a thorn in Kurt's side a long time.
Yeah, true.
Got
storyline. It exactly. But he doesn't deserve this rub.
Oh no, he absolutely does not. I mean, yeah. this is a huge thing. Okay, like imagine if you will that Ric Flair's retirement match was against Gene Snitsky.
Oh my God. If that would have happened, we would have rioted.
Even if it made sense in the storyline, no. There'd be rioting in the streets. Like, it had to be a big name like Shawn. It had to be a worthy final opponent. Someone who lives up to the legacy of the person he's wrestling. Corbin's never going to live up to Kurt Angle. Ever. There's few people who ever would.
But I still really desperately want to see them swap out Corbin with Cena. I really do.
I think everyone does.
I know we're going back a match, but that's because I wanted to talk Go Home Wrestling Show. I mean that makes like you're talking about this makes storyline sense. I mean that makes way better sense to have it wind up being Cena. Cena beats the shit out of Corbin and takes his place because John Cena beat Kurt, didn't he, in his debut match?
No, he did not.
No, he didn't.
No, that's right. Shit. So there you go. John Cena doing the job for the final match.
I would love that. Like
That's right. He lost, but
you couldn't beat me at the start of your career. You still can't beat me at the end of your career.
Exactly. I mean, boom. There you go. That's perfect. Yeah. Anyway, where were we? I'm picking Roman Reigns.
I think we're all picking Roman.
I think we were all in a consensus on that one. Yeah. Now, the next match is one that I am really happy that they finally made the fans feel good about this with all of that teasing. Those of us who know better and don't fall for that bullshit knew that this was going to wind up happening anyway. Daniel Bryan versus Kofi Kingston for the WWE title.
This feud, this storyline has this alone shows the massive gap in difference between Raw and SmackDown story quality.
No.
Like, this has been played to perfection. Kofi looks like so much of a star and has so much more heat behind him than Seth Rollins does for the Universal title.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, I've loved everything they've done with this. I love, like, Vince being Vince with the last minute screw jobs. I love, you know, having it be a team thing where the New Day has, where Xavier and Big E has to save the title match for him, you know, make it a thing because it's always been the three of them. Like, mm-hmm. You know, they are a match set. And like, right down to like the Usos forfeiting during that gauntlet was brilliant. Everything in this storyline has been done as well as it possibly could have been. And
it would have been better if Us would have taken that pancake. If he would have accepted a pancake from his bro. That's the only complaint I have. Go ahead.
Either way. I'm so much more excited for this match because it's solid, simple storytelling and it works so well. I'm so looking forward to this.
Yeah, the bonus for this one is both of these guys are incredible in that ring, and we have popped in equal measure for both of these guys. Different matches, different situations and circumstances. Because this is the first time that they've ever truly seriously gone one-on-one for any real reason. This one, we love to talk about what's the potential match of the night. I don't see another card on this match on this card. That's this is the runaway candidate for me.
The only other one that I might think of would be Joe and Mysterio. But yeah, like Kofi is so fucking underrated.
Yeah,
he's gotten lost in the New Day shtick so long you forget how incredible he is when he's on his own.
Yeah. I'm the reason why I'm not looking at Joe and Ray is because, sure, I love Joe. Joe can go in the ring. Ray's an icon. Problem is, Ray is almost 50 years old. But he's not going to bring the same thing to the table that he used to. And it won't be the same thing that Kofi is going to bring.
I don't know, man. R-Truth, he giving it.
I mean, prove me wrong, right? And I'll be happy. But for me, Daniel Kofi, hands down, match of the night candidate, and it's running away as far as I'm concerned.
It sucks because it's not the main event, but yeah.
It could be, should be, and on any other pay-per-view it might be. But Mike, what do you think? Who do you think?
Kofi, but WWE.
Pick with your head, not your heart.
Kofi.
That's picking with your heart.
No, it's picking with my head. Kofi, the reason why I say Kofi is because this is so over completely.
I feel like if this match goes in favor of the fans, if Kofi wins, they could get away with murder for the rest of the night.
Which wouldn't that be great? Thing is, where on the card is this match going to wind up?
See, that is the question, because they really want to pretend like the Universal title is a bigger match, but that's cooled down so much because Brock is never on Raw. You know, there's only so many times you can have Seth and Paul Heyman jaw-jacking with each other before it just gets tired. And it's
as
just not
as
a feud.
Paul Heyman is, and as much fun as he is, you're right. After a minute, it gets to be the same old, same old.
Yeah, like, there's nothing personable to it. Like, there's nothing personal between these two. It is literally just, your champ is never around, so I'm going to take the belt off of him.
Yeah. So who you got, Omega?
This is the hard thing, is that we've set up too many feel-good outcomes here. Because we all want Kofi to win. We all want Seth to win. We want Becky to win. And I don't see all three winning.
Yeah, well, we'll get to the other ones in a minute, because I got a couple of swerves. The biggest feel good before this match would be Kurt Angle winning for his final.
Mm-hmm.
But
you'll get a feel good for Roman because this is his first big match since returning.
Yeah, there is that too. I'll admit it. I'm going out on the limb and saying Kofi.
Yeah, I think the crowd is just way too hot for this. I think it's got to be Kofi.
Yeah.
And I really want to tune into SmackDown and hear Big E do the New Day intro with world famous WWE champ.
Yes. Don't be sour. Clap your hands and feel the power for the WWE the WWE champions. It's a New Day. Yes, it is.
How many times has he done that intro? How many times have you heard Big E recite that and you still got it wrong?
Yeah, I fucked it up. But still, here's the question for you. Would they institute the Freebird rule for the WWE Championship? Come on. You know that's a great question.
Xavier Woods defends the WWE Championship.
Big E defends the WWE Championship. Hey, Kofi, when are you going to get a chance to defend it?
See, that would be the most amazing heel New Day thing to do. Just have Kofi sit back and let Xavier and Big E defend the belt for him.
Yep. Oh, that'd be great. Are you kidding? That'd be a fantastic story all on its own for 2 months.
Yeah, you just have him just like wheel a recliner out at the top of the ramp and just sit there and lounge while Big E does the work for him.
Or he can be the one handing out pancakes.
No. This would be a heel New Day, so it's just him keeping the pancakes to himself.
He can't, he can sit there and eat the pancakes.
Yeah, he's just sitting there just slowly eating the pancakes himself while Big E defends his title for him.
And while he can still throw the pancakes out to the crowd like they were Frisbees, but like put some vinegar on it, like really wing the fuckers.
No. It's going to be like an old school thing where Big E wins the match. Kofi comes down the ramp and then just drops the plate of pancakes on the fallen opponent.
Oh, God. WWE, you should be listening to us. We could book your goddamn product and make people just love you. So, anyway, believe it or not, that's only part one of WrestleMania. We've got another seven matches to talk about, guys. But I don't know about you. It's time for a refreshment break. So you're listening to WTR, Sunday Night Wrest Talk Radio, WrestleMania 35 Preview. We're going to wake up the producer and have him play commercial stuff. And we're going to take that break, and we'll be back right after this.
Screw you, Tim.
Thursday nights, The Rock lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin, as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rock. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flow Rider's disrespectful in a major way. Bo! You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a big bang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs fans. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit.
Wow.
Comes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Oh, you've done the battle here.
I suppose you have, I don't see.
Not the pelvic thrust.
What, Mr. Sulu in the sky?
Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I don't want to be.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I heard wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Every week, we jump into the world of
awesome!
With the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs.
This one had to go out and buy all the toys. She lifted my foot up, stuffed it straight up my ass, and said, I don't care. Kid gets toys.
Yeah, check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs., available weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
Did you know you can use support the creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's our ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
I don't care what y'all say.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Give me the green light, because I'm ready to go. Let's have a good time.
Let's go.
What you waiting for? You only got one life.
One life.
And we gon' live it up. So give me the green light. Cause I'm ready.
And this is where I talk, I guess. I'm assuming. Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. Wow! It's the WrestleMania preview. We're halfway through. We got another seven matches to go, so let's get to it, Mike!
Oh, crap. I'm still doing this?
Why not?
All right, fine.
Now you know how I feel.
Yeah. Intercontinental Championship, we have Bobby Lashley versus Finn Balor.
This match, again.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I'm not overly thrilled. I'm not going to say I'm not happy. I almost did. I didn't mean it. But, yeah, too much in too short a time.
Yeah, it's a messy feud between them.
That being said, I'm picking Finn Balor.
See... In my head, it's not a debate who wins. It's Balor. I'm just trying to decide which Balor.
Oh, do you think we might see the demon?
It's been a long time. And I feel like we've seen this match so many times, they're going to have to throw a twist in to get people interested in it. And I think the demon reappearing would do that nicely.
Do we get a promo tomorrow night confirming that?
Possibly.
I would think we'd get something to hint at it. I don't think they're going to do something as overt as the last time where Finn just came out on Raw and it's like, here's the demon. This is what he is. This is what he is. You're going to fight him.
Oh, no, it's WWE.
Yeah, you know, Mike, you made a statement that kind of sort of got half walked over. It is overdue. We haven't seen the demon for a while. I see a promo tomorrow night coming.
We'll see.
The demon has never lost in WWE, he said, qualifying that statement.
You're right. He hasn't lost.
What about NXT?
He's lost in NXT, yeah.
But not in WWE. All he's had was a broken arm.
No, dislocated shoulder.
Okay.
Not as the demon, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm picking Finn.
I think we're all unanimous of picking Finn.
Yeah.
All right. United States Championship, it is Samoa Joe versus
Rey Mysterio.
Now, I mentioned earlier when we were talking about Match of the Night candidates, this one, 5 years ago, I would have said, yeah, I'm expecting it to be a fantastic match. You've got the high-flying agility of Rey taking on the immovable object, I guess, in Samoa Joe. Joe's going to crush you. Joe's going to kill you. But I don't want people thinking I'm not expecting this to be a good match. I am. I just don't see it being on the same level as Kofi Daniel.
Oh, not at all. Definitely not at all. Who would I give it to? That was the question. Because I honestly think they wouldn't like make Joe a transitional champion. But then Rey Mysterio has never been United States champion in WWE.
Which is ironic because there's a picture of me holding the United States title with Mysterio's nameplate.
Intercontinental Championship.
I think this is one of the times where I think I could see the heel winning this. You do have the thing of Dominic's going to be there, so you might have an argument for Rey winning because he's got family right there. At the same time,
that's the same argument for Rey losing.
Yeah. Well, Noel, there is the argument of, well, his son's there, which might distract him from Joe, and Joe is the last person you want to be distracted from.
Well, does Dominic wind up getting put on a pole again?
You know, there is something in me, and here's where I get that devious booking thing in my head again.
Yeah.
That I would love it if Rey hits 619, goes to spring off the top rope, and Dominic shoves him off straight onto his head. Joe picks up the win. Dominic gets on the mic, just looks down at his dad and goes, "My name is Guerrero." Drop mic.
Oh, as entertaining as that would be for some of us nowadays, I don't know if that's, that's not very politically correct.
I mean, is it? I'm running with old storyline here. I'm not really like.
Well, see, we all are. Because this match is a toss.
Politically incorrect. It's just.
Well, I do.
It's just devious as hell is what it is.
I just
wouldn't you have to have Vicky show up for that to?
No. But I gotta go with Joe.
Yep.
I have to go with Joe. You wait this long to give him a title just to be taken off at WrestleMania? No, sorry.
Yeah, Ray's in a position where I don't think he really wants to carry a championship in WWE.
No.
It'd be nice to hang that United States title as like the last little trophy he never got from the company, but at the same time, he absolutely doesn't need it. And Joe does not need to lose it this fast.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, Joe's going to kill Ray.
Hopefully, figuratively.
So we're all on Joe?
Yeah. Everyone's got Joe.
Yep. Next match to look at will be the Women's Tag Team Championship. It's the Boston Hug Connection versus the Divas of Doom versus the Iconics versus Nia Jax and Tamina.
Now, okay, now I got to stand up for this. All right. Sit up. First of all, Divas of Doom. Yeah, I'm happy because tomorrow it's supposed to be 4-on-4. With the Divas of Doom and the Boston Hug Connection teaming up, I get to see Beth back in action. I'm a huge Beth Phoenix fan. She had everything that was women's wrestling in that era. And it just kind of sucks because everybody has a dream match. And my dream match was literally Beth versus Chyna. And, I'll never get to see that. But for her to literally come out of retirement for how long, I don't know, but I don't care. That really amazes me because I literally, sorry, I got a little crush on Beth. So y'all can shut the fuck up. I don't care. This is a good run and she's doing something that she loves and that's wrestling. And then the tag team title, women's tag team championship on the line, and you're doing it with your best friend. God knows what these two can do, and we'll see it at WrestleMania. The Iconics, bout freaking time. They managed to be on the center stage of WrestleMania. they had a huge pop at the Super Showdown because that was their hometown, but they can actually wrestle. They are, oh dear, they are the new version of Lay Cool. Call it however you want. You can say no, you can say yes, I don't care. But them two, their chemistry, their comedy, freaking amazing. Boston Hug Connection. But Nia Jax and Tamina, they might as well just call themselves the Samoan Dynasty. But, you know, we're not going to go there. It would be cool to have the Iconics win. Keyword, it would be cool. But I think we already know that the Boston Hug Connection is going to keep it. So, oh crap. Got to go with the Boston Hug Connection.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to three quarters of this match.
Nia and Tamina, you can just stay in the locker room.
Becky Lynch is going to punch her in the face in the background and then she can't wrestle.
But, okay, so Boss and Hug are going to be rock solid performers in this match. Beth, hopefully ring rust doesn't show because her and Natalya should be great in the match. Iconics are going to be amusing.
She lifted up Tamina, so everything's good.
But, oh my God, please. Nia, Tamina, please don't hurt anybody. Please.
Don't spend a lot of time in that ring either.
It's not Tamina that you gotta worry about, it's Nia.
Oh no, I worry about Tamina too, because, Nia is reckless, but Tamina is a step behind.
Well, with Natalya as the ring general, honestly, I think they'll be ordering the ring. I just don't know how this is going to go, honestly. Fatal 4-way type or... I don't know.
There is somebody in WWE that really wants the opportunity to have all four of the NXT horsewomen holding belts at the end of the night.
It's already happening.
Like, there is a storyline in here where you could have Ronda's friends run in and try to jump Becky and Charlotte after the match wraps up, and then it's Bayley and Sasha coming to the rescue. And then you have all four women belt, title holders in the ring at once. And it's the horsewomen. If that doesn't telegraph that I'm picking Bayley and Sasha, I don't know what does, but.
Yeah, I think we're all picking Bayley and, well, no. Tim, what do you think?
Well, Bayley and Sasha, of course, but I'm looking forward to seeing the Divas of Doom come back. I just hope that that gets some appropriate time in the ring.
Yeah.
Because I don't think she's going to be affected by ring rust.
I hope not she throws with, one of the with, Iconics into the fourth row.
No, not with Natty as her best friend.
It does help that we're going to see her in action a little bit on Monday night.
Yeah. So that's all good. Up next, you got the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
That match is supposed to be really significant, but does absolutely nothing for anybody's careers.
Absolutely not.
I mean, I got to thinking about it the other day, and like Cesaro is the most successful winner of that. And that was back when we thought Cesaro was going to be a huge singles guy, and that didn't exactly happen. No. But like, who are your other winners? Matt Hardy, that was beginning the leader of worlds phase,
yes.
Which didn't go so well. Big Show, who basically retired after that.
Well, more disappeared than anything else.
Yeah. Like that ends up being the last accomplishment of his career, essentially.
Yep.
Hey, Baron Corbin, how's your career going?
Stop it.
Okay, how about Mojo Rawley then? Dude's talking to a mirror. And every other Monday Night Raw, they forget to put in the talking mirror segment.
Okay.
Yeah, this is not a match I'm going to really care too hell of a lot about.
Piss break.
Battle Royals are my favorite matches. I just, for some reason, this one doesn't excite me.
Well, because it's so low stakes. Like, they make it out to be a big deal every year, but we know what happens to the winners. Nothing! Like, the biggest twist they could pull in this whole thing is to have the winner of this Battle Royal be the champion by next Mania.
Maybe it's time to actually put something on the line other than a really badly made trophy.
Well, I mean, what do you put? You give them a title opportunity, and just like every other battle royal, or
there's the problem. It's that would make it just like every other battle royal.
Yeah.
The Royal Rumble is the Royal Rumble for a reason.
Yeah, like that's it's the whole point of the Rumble is to earn the biggest title shot you can.
Yeah.
You undermine it if every battle royal gives you a title opportunity, but what else do you put on the line?
What if you give it to, make it a mid-card title? Does that make it any different?
So you beat this entire ring. You beat 20 other guys in this ring, and you're...
Braun Strowman wins and battles for the Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, I know. It's kind of hard. I don't even know who I would pick to win this one.
I'd pick my toilet.
I have a fear it's going to be one of the SNL guys.
Working on wrapping my head around the fact you just said one of the SNL guys.
Yeah.
God.
I mean, we had a guy.
If anyone wants to remember, there are two guys from Saturday Night Live who are in this match.
I'm about to say, before you even say that WWE has never done any crazy stuff, Nicholas, how are you doing?
They did a catch-up thing with him.
Yeah, I know.
God, I'm looking at the list of the people who are confirmed for this year's Memorial Battle Royal, and it's just a who's who of who fucking cares. Like, Braun is literally the only big name in here I can see.
Braun Strowman, Andrade, Apollo Crews, Titus O'Neil, Tyler Breeze. Wow, he still works here. Jinder Mahal, No Way Jose, Bobby Roode, Coach Chad Gable, Kalisto, Granma Talik. Yeah, Braun Strowman's winning.
Hey,
wait. Oh, never mind. Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson, Matt and Jeff, Otis, Tucker, EC3, Shelton Benjamin, Ali, Connor, Victor. Wow. All right.
Yeah, no, if I'm going to have to be forced to pick somebody, I'm picking Braun.
Braun Strowman wins.
I'm trying to look at the names now. I'm looking for what's the twist here. Also, shout out to Heath Slater, who has been in all five of these.
Yeah.
Most successful WWE roster member to be in an Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. He got five kids to feed.
Not five kids.
He's not listed. He's not marked for the match on the list that I found. But wouldn't it be amazing if this is where Curt Hawkins finally wins?
When did Zack Ryder win hers again? Win his again?
Hers?
Sorry.
Slip of the tongue. Pardon the pun.
Wait. Which win are you talking about?
When fuck. When did he win the Intercontinental Championship?
I think it was 32.
Okay, so it wasn't recent. Never mind. Braun Strowman.
I know Strowman seems too obvious, but he's also the only name in this match. Uh-huh. But then again, they tend to give it to people who aren't names. I think I have to give it to Braun just because I don't know who else to pick. I don't know.
Mustafa Ali or Ali. There's your choice. Ali
came to mind.
There's your other choice.
Ali and EC3 came to mind. Because EC3 is in that Lacey Evans role of brand new and might make himself.
You can also maybe use Bray Wyatt. No. Okay.
No, he's going to come out and help the winner win. It's just going to be what he does. Just shows up in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal and spooks somebody.
And then we wind up getting a tag team of Braun and Bray.
You mean the Wyatt family reunion?
Again.
So Braun wins. Okay.
Yeah, but Braun's the bigger star now, so Bray has to wear the mask.
Oh, shit. I don't know, because with his new look, he probably could get away with it. If we have all agreed, Braun?
Yeah. I see the other option.
Tim?
Braun.
Okay. Ironically, this is happening before the Hall of Fame ceremony. Apparently, we're getting what he wants. Triple H versus Batista in a no-holds-barred match. Triple H's career on the line.
Let's be fair. His career has officially survived him singing a Spice Girls song on national TV.
Triple H has never beaten Batista.
And I don't think he ever will.
Career on the line telegraphs a little bit.
Yeah, in this situation, I could see this being Triple H's farewell. And he and Dave are really good friends in real life.
Wrong.
Wouldn't you pick your friend in real life to fight?
If it was someone besides Triple H, I feel like Triple H would go out to somebody who could use the rub.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels. Sean needs a rub.
Yes. Yeah, Sean comes out. I'm sorry. I love you. Bam.
Oh, gosh.
No, yeah, but no, this one's tricky.
I don't think it is.
Uh-uh. It's no trick.
I don't think it is.
Who do you see?
It's Triple H, because we know Batista's only interest in coming back was to do a program with Triple H, and this is it, which means this is pretty much the swan song for Batista. Also, please tell me why you would make this Triple H's final match and undercut Kurt's final match.
Because it's Triple H.
Okay, have you seen the Triple H of recent where he's actually working the business correctly and not just in it for himself?
You've known me long enough to know when I'm yanking your chain, dude. Or at least you should know.
Yes, but I'm going to play along so the audience doesn't know what's going on.
Okay, I just, let the cat out of the bag. Yeah, no, Triple H would not do something like that to Kurt Angle. WWE wouldn't do something like that to Kurt. Not after they invested in all that money in helping him get sober.
Sobriety.
Yeah, we're only going to have one retirement this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
Well, two if you do count Batista's, but I think that's more just get the hell out.
This is just Batista saying, okay, in reality, all goofing around aside, this is Batista saying goodbye to the WWE universe and professional wrestling. I mean, he's got too much of a thing going on in Hollywood. He's guaranteed a couple of more Marvel movies, yeah, for once.
Marvel's really paying him, so.
Yeah. And I mean a couple of more movies after Endgame, premiering in April, kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know he's got Guardians 3.
Yeah.
Endgame.
He's got Endgame. Yeah, but even outside of the Marvel movies, he's been doing fine for himself.
Yeah. Well, he was the prime henchman in, the last James Bond movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
Just don't do any more MMA, Batista.
This is true. Yeah. So, yeah, basically, Batista's gonna lose strips.
Yeah.
And just, wind up, with my devil's advocation there, you know, pre-warning everybody that people are gonna get all bitchy and complainy when Triple H actually wins.
And Triple H is the face in this guy's, chill out.
So.
Nobody touches Ric Flair and lives to talk about it. Batista's getting the shovel, guys.
Ric Flair is Triple H's other dad.
Yeah, you don't, yeah, he's real bad.
Vince McMahon is his first one.
You don't touch any of Triple H's fathers. You do, you get buried. So, and speaking of buried, the WWE Universal Championship, the King Slayer, Seth Rollins versus Bork Laser.
Well, it's time for Brock to drop that title, and Seth beat him once before. Seth's going to beat him again.
So I think we're all in unison of Seth Rollins. Okay.
Well.
Go ahead.
I said it before. I don't think we're going to get all three major wins here.
Now, this is a what if, and I know this sounds crazy. What if Seth loses or he gets quote unquote injured and somebody takes his place?
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
You have the Macho Man. Oh, you have Seth Rollins injured out of nowhere. Then the great immortal, the big dog coming down the ramp talking to his brother, his compadre.
You wouldn't do that. No, like I said, I don't think we're going to get all three of these big matches to go the fans' way. I think that's just a little, even for WrestleMania, I think that's a little bit overkill. I think this is the one they could afford to lose it to because, hey, the guy who was supposed to be champion right now is healthy again.
I got to rebuild him up.
Yeah, like I feel like McIntyre is kind of a stepping stone here to put him back up against Lesnar and put the Universal title back on him.
They need to put the title on McIntyre.
We'll get there.
They need to put the title on a lot of people, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, Omega.
No, I genuinely think like if Roman hadn't gone into remission, I think Seth wins this. Because they could change plans and reset things back to the way that they've always intended. Because let's be like, we said it before, It's unfortunate how he's finally gotten accepted by the fans, but he's accepted by the fans. This is what WWE has been trying to build for years. A long goddamn time has been devoted to getting Roman Reigns over. He's finally over. They need to throw a belt on him.
Not right now,
but
let's baby steps.
It needs to be on the right person. You know, and if Brock decimates Rollins here, it'd be a pretty good reason for Roman to be pissed off and go after him.
Yeah. Wasn't that like WrestleMania 2?
Sorry.
Tim, who you got on this?
Yeah, no, I'm sticking with Seth.
I guess we're gonna do Bork.
I'm gonna go bomb Brock.
It's a toss up. I honestly, you know, mind the what if. I mean, Vince.
Here's the thing. I don't want to pick Brock.
No one does.
I want the belt off of him so badly so we can actually make the belt matter again. So it feels important. So I can see it every week on Raw.
So in other words, what you're telling me is you want to make the title great again.
No. Corner. What? Think about what you did.
Okay. I'm kind of in the same situation as you. I want the belt off of Brock. But his greater purpose is coming. It's like Brock is Thanos right now. And it's like everybody was so close. But I gotta go with Seth. I'm gonna go with Seth. Because they built him up to win all of this and to see all of it go for nothing. Yeah. About that. And now, the match that we all kind of care about. The first ever main event of women's main event of WrestleMania. The WWE Raw Women's Championship. It's Ronda Rousey. I'm sorry. Rowdy Ronda Rousey. The man, Becky Lynch. And the queen, Charlotte Flair. Tim.
Just for storyline purposes and everything that's led up to this, Charlotte.
You know, Tim, this is, we're 2 minutes into April Fools, but you don't need to start this soon. I mean.
Yes, I know. There are some marks out there who's going to say, oh, it's Ronda's going to win. And then there are marks out there saying, no, you're crazy. It's the man, Becky Lynch, because that's what they've been pushing.
And then people that know WWE, nah, Charlotte's going to win. Omega?
You know, I said it before. I think WWE really does want the potential to see.
Let the good times roll.
Okay.
All right, then.
Whatever that was.
That was something about Twitter. We got a new, or Twitch. We got a new Twitch follower or something.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Damn it, production. Go ahead.
No, jeez. God, that completely made me lose my train of thought. God, where was I? I'm trying to get it back.
We were talking about marks, smarks, and people who know how the WWE book.
I was talking about WWE, ultimately, I think WWE wants that shot of all four horsewomen holding belts.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's such a part of me that can picture WrestleMania going out on that. At the same time, I feel like the only reason that the SmackDown Women's title was thrown into the matter here was to cast Becky as a bigger underdog, even though underdog is not what made her so popular. But that's the angle they're going with. It's bullshit, but whatever, you know. Okay, so they didn't have a plan for it that was good enough, so they threw it into this match just to make it more interesting or to make it feel like a bigger match. I don't think you throw that much onto Charlotte.
No.
Like, she's, especially in the main event, like, she's such a third wheel in this. Even in the storyline's writing, no one in this storyline gives a shit about Charlotte. Because Ronda and Becky have been solely focused on each other. If they mention Charlotte, it's an afterthought. Because that's not what the feud has been. The feud has always been Ronda and Becky. Even if that wasn't plan A, it's what it became. You know what? A lot of times, we've watched wrestling long enough to know that plan B can work out so much better than plan A. You remember a King of the Ring where Hunter Hearst Helmsley was going to win, but then the curtain call happened and plan B was Austin.
Hmm.
You know, So Plan B changed the business. And right now, Plan B is changing the business in the women's division. Because I don't think this main event's WrestleMania if it's Charlotte. Because, even if that was Plan A, Charlotte just doesn't connect the way Becky is connected.
This is true, but to throw that wrench, that proverbial wrench into what you're saying, WWE does have a history of saying, to hell with what's connecting, we're doing it our way.
Yeah, but I don't see their way doing this. I don't see them doing all of this with Becky if it just leads to her losing to Charlotte and Charlotte getting all the championships again, because that's what Charlotte does.
Mm.
That feels like a waste to me. You just gave Charlotte one belt and you're going to turn around and give her another belt?
Yep. Here's the thing. Charlotte is and has been for a long time WWE's golden girl. It would be another, unprecedented accolade that Charlotte Flair can boast, having done and achieved. That being said, I'm leaving that out there as the possibility that it could happen, but in all seriousness, you gotta go with Becky.
Yeah, I think right now, like the momentum Becky has and how much she's just been completely, captivated the audience.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can put it on anybody else. I don't think you can give the win to anybody else. It's WrestleMania. Like 9 times out of 10, WrestleMania is going to end on a really high note.
Mm-hmm.
We know Ronda's not keeping the belt because mm-hmm. Ronda's off to have babies. And then it's not going to be Charlotte because they're not going to unify the titles.
They're not that smart.
No, it's not that they're not that smart. It's not time to do it yet, Mike. Eventually, you'll get a women's title unification that will last until they decide to split it off again.
Just not now.
So it'll last for a couple of months. But
I really don't.
It's not. It's not time to unify them yet.
I don't think it is. I don't think you get that. I don't think a unification happens anytime soon because you got SmackDown going over to Fox, and Fox wants a much bigger separation between Raw and SmackDown.
Smart.
So I think you're going to have a dedicated women's champion on both shows for a long time.
Yeah, and here's the thing. The move to Fox is a very, very big, huge potential make or break for WWE. They're going to stack SmackDown like crazy. And the show that we've all enjoyed calling the B show is going to become the A show just because they want to get that viewership that is on the line with the move to a major network.
Yeah, the attention a major network can give them can also feed back into Raw and give them the boost of attention they've been looking for a long time.
Well, you know that the agreement with Fox is WWE is allowed to promote Raw on SmackDown, and USA Network is going to benefit from this.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be bleed off from Raw to other shows that people might not be watching because it's on USA and not one of the bigger networks. It's like USA Network is not available in Canada. I get it because of the TV service that I sell. We have it on our box, USA Network. And one thing that I enjoy is being able to actually watch the match continue during the commercial break when they do the split screen. They don't do that on the Canadian network. American commercials are pretty fucking far out and stupid half the time. And that alone makes it worth watching.
I was pretty okay with, the triple threat match, but really it's for Charlotte to have the title and just kicking Asuka in the tits. It's really messed up because it's like, oh, I'm about to solidify that I'm about to be the SmackDown Women's Champion. I don't care about all of that. I honestly don't. This is a WrestleMania match that, it's basically they're doing this to be the man. You have to beat the man. So it's kind of like, great. So I'm choosing Becky Lynch.
Who does Becky pin to win? There's your tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Ronda.
Yeah, she's pinning Ronda. To be the man, you have to beat the man.
Again, Tim, your tiebreakers are binary, and that's easy to duplicate.
All right, that's the idea. I mean, like in some cases,
you've
got to make it a little easy.
Well, but it's a tiebreaker, so it shouldn't be something that people could easily match on. Because then you have to come up with another tiebreaker. And we've had that happen.
Yeah, we've had that happen a lot.
Yeah. So there it is. We're basically all picking Becky. Mm. And that is all of the matches booked to this point for WrestleMania 35 taking place next Sunday. Of course, we'll be on right after WrestleMania. So, you know, 2 a.m.
I will be asleep. I know I.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be 2 a.m. It'll be like 1:30 or 1:50, something like that.
Sleep.
Here you go.
I will still be in my bed.
But, there is going to be a couple of more matches probably announced, a couple of things announced tomorrow, Tuesday, and then off air, off TV.
Raw and SmackDown will be in my area. Ha ha.
Well, buy a goddamn ticket and go.
Already did it.
There you go. That's all that matters. There you are. This is, don't forget, guys, pick 'em. So what we want you to do is to play pick 'em. All of the matches, and there's lists available all over the internet, so figure it out. we want you to post your pick 'em picks. And get them to us, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork, facebook.com/WTRSundayNight. You can try tweeting them. That's a hell of a lot of characters to tweet. You might have to make multiple tweets to get them in.
Not
you can
really. 280 characters. You have 280 what? Characters. You're good. You can tweet them. It's not, it's not 140 anymore. You have 280. You're good. You can tweet them at Wild Talk Radio, at WTR Sunday, at Flames Forums, at Rack Radio Show. You know the drill.
Well, yeah, but I was just like, because also, of so many matches, also, it's going to be 320 characters.
Also, you can use hashtags, and that saves some characters, apparently.
Oh, really? Okay, also, well, I didn't know that they stopped counting characters with the hashtag. That's good to know, because now I'm just going to start hashtagging every single word that I tweet, and then I can just go on forever.
You can also make multiple tweets at one time.
Yes, you can hit the plus button and tweet more.
For more Twitter instructions, at Flames Forums.
There you go. There's also an application called Tweet More that'll let you tweet more than 280 characters. Anyway, get us your pick and picks, and let's see how everybody does and who's going to win. You've got until what time, Rock?
2 p.m.
Because
it's 2
such
p.m.
a big deal.
2 p.m. Eastern on Sunday.
There you go. Get your pick and picks in by 2 p.m. Eastern, which is the deadline. That'll be 12 noon Mountain Time. 11 a.m. Pacific. Just so Team Chat knows, because he's in the Pacific time zone.
Okay.
Yeah. What the hell? Whatever. Tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, is the Raw Post Show.
It's the kickoff to WrestleMania week right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, Tuesday night, the Rack Extra presents Ms. and Mrs.
Yes, we'll have the review of Ms. and Mrs. Episode 7 from Season 1, which premieres on Tuesday night. So once the episode ends, which should be at 10:30, it'll be live available at RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, and check this out, guys, at noon Eastern Time, April 3rd, it's the WWE 2K19 simulation of WrestleMania 35.
Not every match, because I'm not sitting there for 17 matches, but we'll do the top matches. Twitch.tv/WTR Live. Noon Eastern.
Yeah, you're not sitting there for 17 hours.
Noon Eastern on Wednesday. We'll have it re-air later in the night for people in different coasts.
Yeah, and of course, Thursday night at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, The Rack, the multi-time, multi-award-winning, with your multi-time, multi-award-winning host, Lindsay Ward, will be previewing. You'll get Lindsay's preview of WrestleMania.
And we'll be previewing WrestleMania along with NXT TakeOver New York with the NXT analyst, TJ Omega, and the Eva Marie fan club. And the assistant to the assistant regional analyst, the intern, King Kittens, will be on the show to preview NXT TakeOver on Thursday.
The assistant to the assistant to the assistant to the assistant.
Yeah, he's a very far down. He's also the
we call him the intern.
He's the leader of the Amori fan club.
We call him bottom bitch.
Bottom bitch. There you go. Yeah, King Kittens is the bottom. And if you don't know what we're talking about, don't worry about it.
On Friday.
Oh, let me. The Rack is going to do an extra with a review of NXT TakeOver New York immediately following NXT TakeOver.
Exactly. We'll have...
I can read.
He can read the image and stuff. TJ Omega, the intern, Lindsay, and myself, right after NXT TakeOver ends. The intern's doing it from work. That's how serious he's taking it.
Damn serious.
He's always at work, so maybe he's always doing it from there. I don't know.
And there you go. And keeping with the WrestleMania theme, Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as it gets to another edition of the Wild, the Rocky, the Unusual, CB Radio will preview the next Pee Wee Herman movie.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. That was the great debate from last night. We're doing movies starring wrestlers.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure.
128 times, do that. We're doing movies starring wrestlers because it's wrestling theme on the Great and the Great Debate. GreatandTheGreatDebate.com, SuperReelLive.com.
After that, you got to do movies starring actors pretending and playing wrestlers.
If you can come up with 128 of them, please.
I can come up with one of them.
Send them all 128, and then we'll do it.
I'm just disappointed that Mickey Rourke never did get into the ring to actually wrestle a real match.
You never know.
Well, he blew that himself, so.
That was him screwing up. I wanted to see Chris Jericho kick his ass. For real. Unscripted.
Anyway, it's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It is twitter.com/Rock Radio Show, instagram.com/Rock Radio Show, facebook.com/Rock Radio Show, twitter.com/WTR Sunday Night, facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. It's twitch.tv/WTR Live. Yep.
Exactly. And don't forget, we'll be on live immediately following WrestleMania. The webcast we do next Sunday night might only last 20 minutes.
Funny.
Oh, you.
Because, hey, like, let's face it, we're going to be on really late. It's going to be pretty late Sunday night that we get onto the webcast. Happens once a year.
We'll be sleep.
Mike.
There you go. Yeah.
Socials.
That said, what?
Mike. Socials.
I was just about to. That said, follow me, not once, but twice, because
I
it's so
nice.
Mike. What? What said, are you whispering?
I said Mike. Socials.
Oh, yeah. The WTI Oreo. Yeah, all that. Fucking Revival. Facebook, Dragon Honor Wrestling. YouTube, Powerhouse Championship Wrestling. Boom.
Tim, socials.
Yeah, follow me twice because it's really nice on the Twitter. At Flames Forums, that's the non-controversial one. I tweet wrestling, I tweet sports, I tweet... you're going to get a lot of hockey talk because it's the playoffs coming up. But it's not just hockey. I'll talk NFL. I hate baseball, but I'll talk about that. I've done it. I won't talk about basketball because, let's face it, that's a practical joke that Canada gave to the United States, and you guys still haven't picked up on it. Anything that strikes me, I'll post, just dumb stuff. But if you want the serious side, the controversial side, the no-hold barred side, the politically incorrect side, follow me at Voicing Sanity, okay? Some people are getting that wrong. It's not voice insanity. Voicing, V-O-I-C-I-N-G, sanity, S-A-N-I-T-Y, on Twitter. Just shut up and follow me, Omega.
No.
please? I'll talk about you.
That's one reason I don't.
I'm going to talk about you now. That's all there is to it.
No, but if you want to follow me over on the internets or wherever the internet lies for you. Everywhere. I could be found generally under the same name, unless you want to follow me over on Facebook, in which case search out TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, I can be found under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel with over 1,000 videos worth of content. And for a few extra videos that YouTube does not like, it is over at TJOmega.net.
There we go. I do think that we're done for tonight, kids.
Yeah.
Have yourselves a great week. Enjoy the whole week of WrestleMania previewing. Enjoy WrestleMania. We'll catch you next Sunday night following, you guessed it, WrestleMania. Coming in like a champion.
WildTalkRadio.com.